奉主的圣名来学习圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us study the Word of God together.
我们请看诗篇五十六篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇
Psalm 56
我们看来先来看那个诗的标题
Let us first look at the epigraph to this psalm
五十六篇这个诗它的标题是这样说腓力士人在加特拿住大卫那时他做这金诗交与灵长调用远方无声歌
It says, to the chief musician set to the silent dove in distant lands, a miktam of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath.
诗篇五十六篇是一个 远方无声歌的调。
This is set to the song, the silent dove in distant lands.
诗篇里面常常有很多就是这个诗的标题来告诉我们它是在什么情况用什么调那它是诗的性质是怎么样来告诉我们
And in the epigraph to many psalms we see that it gives an introduction to the purpose of the psalm and the music to which the psalm was set
那我们来查考诗篇五十六篇
Now we will study Psalm 56
这是远方无声歌
This is set to the silent dove in distant lands
我们都很认识鸽子
And we all know doves
很晓得那创世纪八章那边记载挪亚放鸽子
And in Genesis it records how Noah let a dove go
他从鸽子
From the dove he received good news
那在献祭的时候这个鸽子也算是洁净的动物之一也可以用鸽子来献
And the dove is also considered a clean animal that could be offered on the altar of sacrifice
那鸽子可以代替其他贵重的祭品像那个公牛啊或是羊啊也可以用鸽子来代替
and it could be a substitute for other animals of sacrifice like a bull or a lamb
那这样子神的这样的要求呢对那些比较穷的人啊开出了一条恩门啊
and this is a way of grace that God opened for the poor
鸽子在圣经里面在何西阿书十一章十一节说的翅膀有力可以飞得很快
and in Hosea 11 verse 11 it also says that the dove is very strong in that it can, its wings can fly rapidly
那以赛亚书六十章八节说它很稳啊好像船
and it is also very stable like a boat
那耶利米书四十八章二十八节说他常常大窝在深渊的口上
and in Jeremiah 28 it also says that
大窝在深渊
its nest is in
很稳固啊
is very secure
但是鸽子呢我们来看以西结书是第七章十六节
but let us turn to Ezekiel
第六章第七章十六节
Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 6
七章十六节
7 verse 6
其中所逃脱的就必脱离个人因自己的罪孽在山上发出悲声好像谷中的鸽子哀鸣第七章十六节一起结束
Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 16
鸽子哀鸣啊
The doves are all mourning.
同样的，我们来看那个以赛亚书三十八章十四节。
And let us also read Isaiah 38.
我们晓得鸽子有事没事就是一直咕咕咕咕这样子哈。
We know that a dove is constantly cooing.
它如果叫起来，这个声音好像在哭一样哀鸣。
And it's the sound that it produces is sounds like it is mourning.
以赛亚书三十八章十四节
Isaiah 38 verse 14
十四节
verse 14
我像燕子呢喃像白鹤鸣叫又像鸽子哀鸣我因仰望眼睛困倦真神啊我受欺压求你为我作保 就是用三种动物的叫来描述他内心的痛苦。
And the prophet uses three different animals to describe his inner suffering.
其中一样就是鸽子的哀鸣。
And one is like the mourning dove.
所以在悲伤的时候，你听到鸽子的声音，你好像在哀鸣一样，在哀哭一样。
So the sound of a dove is like mourning. It sounds as if it is grieving.
这是一种形象的语言。
And this is a kind of symbolism or metaphor.
你心情好的话，看花是笑的。
And when you're happy, if you look at a flower, then you will be happy.
你很高兴的时候，你走到树林里面，鸟为你唱歌。
When you're happy and you walk in the forest, it seems as if the birds are singing for you.
但是感时花渐烈啊，恨别鸟惊心。你时不遇啊，花也在流泪了。
But when you're not happy,
要离别的时候，你看鸟不再叫了，它们唱出来都是内心的呕血。
Or when you have to say goodbye, then it seems as if the flowers or the birds are weeping with you.
这首诗很奇特。
This is a very special hymn, a psalm.
鸽子是你，如果你注意看鸽子，鸽子是一直咕咕咕的。
Because we know that the dove is constantly cooing, it doesn't cease cooing.
鸽子在远方。
But the dove is in distant lands.
离开自己的地方，远地的。
It has traveled away from its own home.
应该更想家，鸽子是想家的动物啊。
So the dove must be homesick because it is longing for its home.
所以也利用这个特性。才有把鸽子可以通信，你把它抓到很远的地方一放，它就回到自己家来了。
And we know that it has a special characteristic because if you take it far away, it will always be turned back to its home.
所以远方的鸽子，它一定想回家，一定在哀鸣的时候，你也可以想出它心里有多大的悲痛。
So the dove which is in distant lands must be very homesick, and you can imagine how it is grieving for its home.
但是这里告诉我们，调用远方的无声歌。
But yet it says here that the psalm is set to the song the silent dove in distant lands.
寻常人家的鸽子不时的咕咕叫。
We know that most doves are always cooing.
何况身处远方、流离失所、悲戚交加的远方歌呢？
But why should this dove in distant lands be silent?
它怎么？能够无声呢、啊、
How can it be silent?
应该是叫得更大声了、啊、
It should be crying even more loudly.
但现在说你要无声。
But yet it says here that it is silent.
这个是一般来讲是反常理啊。
It seems to be a contradiction.
所以大卫用这样的心情来做这个事的。
And with this mindset, David wrote this psalm.
圣经我在想能够了解这个调最深刻的应该是以西结先知、
I think that in the Bible the one who could most understand this song should be the prophet Ezekiel
以西结书二十四章十六节
Let us turn to Ezekiel 24
当以西结面临了他这样自己的遭遇我看他如果再唱到这个远方无声歌这首诗我看他不晓得作何感触，他应该最能够深深体会他这个诗的这种情调，他的那个整个的气氛。
If we read Ezekiel 24 verse 16, I think that Ezekiel is one who could feel most strongly this psalm set to this music.
神对以西结说了。
The word of God came to Ezekiel.
他是神的先知哦。
He is the prophet of God.
他是真的是一个无我的奉献的一个人哦。
And he offered himself without holding anything back.
神的灵一下子提到这里，一下提到那里。
And God sent him here and there.
第十六节啊。
And 16.
那神对他讲啊。
God said to him.
我要将你眼目所喜爱的妇人取啊。
Behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with one stroke.
你所喜欢的。
That which you desire and love.
并且是忽然把你拿走。
And I will suddenly take it away from you.
但是你不可以悲哀哦。
But you should not, you shall neither mourn nor weep.
你不可以哭泣哦。
And you can neither.
你不可以流泪哦。
You can neither weep nor shall your tears run down.
你只可叹息。
You can only sigh in silence.
我们如果没有人说，你自己叹息看看，这种叹息是没有悲哀、没有哭泣、没有流泪的叹息。看，你试试看了、啊，你试着叹一下。有时候我们试着去叹叹看他怎么叹的话。
You can try and see how you can sigh without mourning or weeping or letting your tears run down.
因为这种叹息是不可出声的叹息啊。
The sigh must be silent.
叹息哪里有？你说。叹息不出声的叹息怎么叹法？
How do you sigh in silence? How can you sigh without any sound?
这叹息不能出声。
How do you sigh without making a sound?
不可搬上事，头上也能，你要包着你的那个头巾嘛，脚上能沾穿鞋，不可闻着你的嘴唇，也不可吃掉上的食物。
And make no mourning for the dead. Bind your turban on your head and put your sandals on your feet.Do not cover your lips and do not eat man's bread of sorrow.
他早上就把这事情告诉百姓。
So in the morning he spoke this to the people.
晚上他所喜爱的、眼目所爱的太太就去世了。
And that evening the wife whom he loved died.
我便遵命而行。
And the next morning I did as I was commanded.
在这里可以问很多为什么啦。
You can ask many questions why.
说呢为什么？
Why, God?
怎么这样子?
Why did you do this?
嗯，人死了就回不来了。
When a person dies, they can never return.
并且这个太太又不是曹康妻，不喜欢的，常常吵架的母老虎，我喜欢的呢。
This was the wife whom he loved.
怎么这样子?
Why did this happen?
好，又不准哭，也不准悲哀，只准叹息，但叹息呢不出声，叹息往肚子里面叹那个。没有办法想象的。
And he could neither mourn nor weep nor let his tears run down, and he had to swallow his sighs.
我们再来看大卫。
Let us turn back to David.
大卫他做这首诗以前，我们先来看他为什么会内心会有这样的一个震撼。
Let us first see why David would compose this psalm.
大卫的一生。但是我们看那个撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第十六章。
1 Samuel 16.
神要拣选大卫。
God chose David.
神没有先通知他说小心要拣选你了。
God did not first forewarn him that he would choose him.
神还派当时的先知啊撒母耳去他家找人。
God sent his prophet to seek David.
这个撒母耳先知他也看走眼了。
And Samuel looked around.
当先知他人算很好的。
He was a good man.
但是还是看走眼了。
But he still looked at appearances.
所以也被神教训了一顿。
So God also taught Samuel a lesson.
说我不拣选他了，因为神不像人看人，你撒母耳还是看人的，但是呢我呢，不看外貌的。是看内心的。
God told Samuel that I do not look at appearances or his or a person's stature, I look at his heart.
撒母耳看不透人的心呐、啊。
Samuel couldn't see into a person's heart.
挑了挑。
He chose. He was selecting among.
最有希望的七个人都走了。
And it seemed as if among the seven brothers there was not one that was he could choose.
大卫连列入那个竞选名单都没有、啊。
And David's name was not even among them.
他没有在被选人候选人的名单里面，根本没有连候选人名单都没有，怎么会被选上呢
？David was not even a candidate, it seems. So how could he be chosen?
不要忘记，神是有眼睛的啦。
But we cannot forget that God has eyes.
神就从他牧羊当中把他召回来。
And God.Called to him out of his as a shepherd.
十五节说神的灵从那天大大感动大卫。
And it says that his spirit moved and came upon David.
甚至他弹起琴来，魔鬼都跑了。
So that even as David played the harp, he sent the spirit away, evil spirits away.
17章.
Let us read 17.
他靠着神, 把当时, 整个国家没有办法解决的这个, 困难, 解决了。
And relying on God, he resolved a problem which no one else in the nation could resolve.
哥利亚, 是当时整个以色列人的大敌啊。
Because Goliath was a great enemy of the Israelites.
没有一个人有办法。
Nobody had any way against him.
他靠着神,
but relying on God.
他用他平常靠神的工具, 一下子就把这个, 最难克服的敌人把他打败了。
He relied on his ordinary instruments, which he and by relying on God, he defeated Goliath.
并且把他的头割下来了。
And he also beheaded Goliath.
这下子他得到的是什么? 名声。
What did he receive? He achieved fame.
这是靠着神得到的咯。
He received this by relying on God.
他得到的是18章之后的。 我们看他得到的是友情啊。
And we see that he achieved the affection and admiration of people.
神靠着这个小兵立大功啊。
And God was achieved a victory through this instrument.
耶拿单, 他得到了耶拿单的爱情。
And he, in turn, David received the affection of Jonathan.
他们两个人是一对好朋友。
And they became very good friends.
接下来那个民众 赞赏,
and the people also praised David.
并且他也得到地位,
and he received a high status.
他也得到爱情,
he also received love.
因为国王的女儿爱上他了, 尼甲, 喜欢他了,
because the daughter of the king also loved David.
所以他一样一样的加上来,
so one thing after another he received.
18章最后, 30节说, 他出去打仗了, 他做事精明,
and it says in the last verse of chapter 18 that David behaved more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name became highly esteemed.
所以自从他被神高立之后,
so after he was anointed by God,
用现在人, 现在人什么前程规划, 就是规划前程啊, 这种思想来讲, 他真的是步步高升哦。
He was raised up.
Oh,
it seemed like he was climbing the ladder of success.
那神的祝福, 神的应许好像也就快到眼前了。
And it seemed as if God's promised blessing was before his eyes.
他一开始就得到很顺利, 很神很多的恩典哦。
Everything went very smoothly for him, and he received much blessing.
这就是神的祝福。
This was all the blessing of God.
但是接下来呢?
But after that, what happened?
一样一样的被剥夺下来。
One thing after another was taken away from him.
你好像我在想一个你到乡下去找一个乡下小孩。
I can imagine if you were to go into the countryside and if you found a child.
你把他带到京城来。
And if you brought him into the city.
然后呢，你在众人面前一样一样嫁给他。
And then before everybody else, you added one thing and then another to this child.
最后装成好像像样的一个人哦。
So that he became dressed as if dressed very well.
衣服啦, 装饰啦, 手表啦, 给他戒指啦, 什么,
if you gave him good clothes,
穿没穿一样, 他已经高兴一样, 说, 我马上, 啊, 生活会更好了。
Good clothes and nice jewelry, and it seemed as if his each thing that he received, he would be grateful because his life was improving.
那接下来呢？你又一件一件把它毫不留情的把它脱下来。
But if you just if you took away everything one by one,
最后呢，你连他本来有的自尊也给他剥夺下来。
So that you took away the self-respect that he originally had, so that he had nothing, and he would stand there naked. He would probably weep, and he would probably run away. Wouldn't that be the case? You can imagine that this would happen. Let us read 19.
从这样开始, 他这个以前所得到的一样一样神给他剥下来剥下来他不要硬硬把它拉下来
Everything which David had attained God stripped away one by one
第一个, 他心爱的太太跟他离开了
First of all, he took away the wife whom he loved
他跑去那个跟他高利的那个 先知那里
And he ran to the prophet who had anointed him
就是 那个撒母那边,
he fled to Samuel
但是没办法,他还是要在保,撒母也保不住他,
But Samuel couldn't do anything for him
他又要跑,
So he still had to flee
20章,
And 20
他从撒母那边跑到那个他的最好的朋友生命跟他连在一起的那个朋友那里,
He fled to his very best friend
但是他的朋友保不住他,
But his best friend could also not protect him
还是跟朋友 绝别了,
so he had to leave his friend and then flee again.
所以20章最后,
so at the end of chapter 20,
大卫晓得他又要跑了,
it says in verse 41 that David, knowing that he had to flee once again, wept even more.
一个失望接着一个失望,
one disappointment came after another.
大卫最后就起身走了,
so David had to arise and depart again.
他从被膏之后所得到的一样一样都没有了,
after he was anointed, all of the things that he attained were stripped away.
你这时候人会想的,
and any person would begin to think,
神啊你跟我开个玩笑啊, 这种玩笑开得太大了,
God, are you playing a joke on me?
刚开始照你的应许说我要当王一样一样都给我现在一样一样剥光光连我以前有的也给我剥光了
In the beginning you promised that I would become king and everything that you gave me on the way to that throne has been stripped away
哎呀神如果你不去找我我在牧养好好的现在变成流浪汉并且逃亡的人我在牧养不是好吗给我告一下现在怎么样更糟糕
If you didn't anoint me in the first place, then I would have lived a very fine life as a shepherd. Why would you do this to me?
他想神你说我是国王, 对不对?
He probably thought, God, you say I will be king.
你告我为王, 我说, 哎, 这是以色列王啊,
you have anointed
你差先知来告我的啊?
You have sent your prophet to anoint me as the king of Israel.
那我现在呢?
But how about now?
有家也归不得,
I don't have a home to return to.
逃命啊,
I have to flee for my life.
亡命徒,
I have to flee for my life.
想不通,
he couldn't figure it out.
当然我们看历史人是看到最后说啊, 你稍安勿躁了,马上,以后就会当国王了。
Of course, looking back at history, we see that David did become king in the end.
对他来讲, 没有这种想法了。
But at that time,
他怎么会知道呢?
How could David know?
他所晓得的是, 所有他拥有的东西全部没有了
All that he could know at that time was all that he had once had he no longer possessed
并且他以前有的安静的田园生活 很规规矩矩的在那边牧羊的生活 也没有了,破碎了
And the peaceful pastoral life that he had once led was also gone
一个流亡的国王
So he was a king who was
一个逃命的受膏者
who was fleeing for his life
这种内心的挣扎应该是很大的
we can imagine what kind of conflict he must have felt in his heart
好,现在要去哪里呢?
So where would he go?
他一个人他就去跑去那个21章
in 21 he ran by himself to Nob
的那个祭司那边
he went to the priest
我看他也饿了
He was probably hungry.
什么都没有了,
he had nothing to eat.
他就撒个谎说,算是吃点饼啊,
so he lied so that he could have some bread to eat.
那个祭司也没有什么饼啊,
the priest didn't have any bread to give him.
只要把圣殿的饼给他了,
he only had holy bread.
换下来的那个, 就是那个橙色饼,
the bread of the temple.
但是那里他也没有办法继续待下去了,
but he couldn't stay there.
在那里又遇到一个 假信的人呢、啊，假装很虔诚的人。
And there he also met a hypocrite.
第七节了。
In verse 7.
啊、哦，叫做多益啊。
There was a man named Doeg.
他是可能在当时可能他许了愿，所以到圣殿里面去还愿。
And he probably made a vow, and he went to the temple to fulfill his vow.
或是刻苦己心去那边祷告。
Or he was there to pray.
结果这个人把这个拿伯的那个祭司整家都害了。
But this Doeg ended up killing the priest.
其实大卫知道那里待不住啊。
But David knew that he couldn't stay there.
因为等到这个拿伯这个家人呢。这个祭司家族被杀之后，大卫就讲：“我老早就知道了。”
Because David, when he heard the news that Ahimelech and his family had been killed, David said that he had known that this would happen.
因为我看到多益在那里，我就晓得这个人不怀好心了。
He had seen Doeg and knew that this man did not have.
世界没有一个地方可以容得下他的。
So there was no place where David could hide.
先知撒母耳保护不住他
，not protect him。
神的祭司约柜，神所临在的地方，好像也容不了，没有办法保住他。
The priest, the ark of the covenant, the place of God's dwelling, could not hide David.
天下这么大
，the earth is very large, it's very great.
没有一个地方可以容得他。
But there was nowhere that David could hide.
应许地住不下。
There was no place in the promised land where he could stay.
就开始往外邦地跑。
So he fled to the foreign lands.
我们来看21章第10节。
Let us read 21:10.
那日大卫起来，躲避扫罗，逃到加特王亚基那里。
He arose and fled to Achish, the king of Gath.
这时候他没办法了。
He had no other recourse.
跑了。
So he fled.
跑到外邦地了。
He fled to a foreign land.
跑到外邦王那里了。
He fled to a foreign king.
这是最下策了。
This was the last resort.
好，那亚基的臣仆一看到他就认得出他了。
But the king of Gath recognized him at once.
因为这个加特王他们是腓力士人这一族啊。
Because they were also one of the Philistines.
他们以前那个首领被就是被这个大卫杀死的了。
And the people had also been killed by David.
哥利亚就是被这个大卫杀死的。
Goliath had been killed by David.
这个现在你杀死哥利亚，现在又要跑去腓力士地了。
David had killed Goliath, and yet now he was fleeing to the land of the Philistines.
所以那些人看到大卫就说：“哎，这不是以色列国王大卫吗？”
So when the people saw him, they said, "Is this not David, the king of the Israelites?"
后来可能大家都知道，大卫以后可能会当王。
Everybody probably knew that David would become the king.
连这个亚吉的臣仆就对亚吉说：“这不是国王大卫吗？”
Even the servants of the king Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land?"
这样的国王实在太落魄了。
This is truly a very pathetic king.
那里的妇女跳舞唱歌，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？
Did not the women sing of him, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s?
当大卫听到这个话的时候，在当时一定很高兴。
When David heard these words, he probably rejoiced.
当然他没有表现出来就是了。
He probably didn't display it.
他还是谦卑的。
He was still very humble.
啊，只是那个扫罗受不了而已啊。
It was only David only Saul who couldn't bear the words of praise.
大卫听在耳里就是了。
But David also had heard these words.
大卫杀死万万。
David had slain his 10,000s.
他可能把他当成一个自诩吧。自我的期许啊，自我的名利啊。
This probably was a way of encouraging himself.
因为这是事实啊。
Because this was the truth.
那在这个时候，他以前他的成功，现在变成他让他很恐惧的一个源头啊。
But his previous success was now a point of fear.
那些妇女跳舞唱和的这个话，在当时是对妇女来讲是自然的反应啊。
At the time, the praise of the women was a very natural response.
因为哥利亚被杀，真的，那个非利士地的人，非利士军啊，被杀的啊、哦，到处逃窜了。
Because once Goliath was killed, the other Philistines also fled.
真是神借着大卫杀死了万万。
And truly, through David, God had slain his 10,000s.
十二节。
In verse 12.
这个话，大卫将这话放在心里面。
It says that David took these words to heart.
这个话经过敌人的嘴巴讲出来，对他来讲是一个威胁。
Because now that these words were repeated by his enemies, it was actually very dangerous.
他把它放在自己心里面。
He took these to heart.
他就害怕。
And he was very afraid.
心里甚惧怕。
He was very much afraid in his heart.
其实大卫杀死万万，这是英雄的事迹啊。
That David had slain his 10,000s is a mark of his heroism.
或是他自己的期许啊。
This should have been a point of his of confidence.
或是他想说神会成就，他要在他身上所成就的工作。
And it was proof that he had fulfilled the work of God.
但是这个话在敌人嘴巴里面。
But now that these words were repeated by the mouths of his enemies,
并且放到他们心上。
He took them to heart.
开始害怕。
And he began to be very afraid.
为什么会那么惧怕？
Why was he so afraid?
惧怕，如果有时候人会为什么会害怕？
Why should a person be afraid?
在这里我们可以看到，他怕到。把自己都变了。
We see that he was so afraid that he changed himself.
在这时候，他可能是被抓了。
He was probably captured at this point.
因为我们看诗篇五十六篇，他被抓。
Because in Psalm 56 it says that he had been captured.
被抓到亚基那边。
He was captured and sent to Achish the king.
所以在这时候，他怕到第十三节。
So in verse 13,
他就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动。
He was so afraid that he changed his behavior before the people.
哥利亚带着全军，他都不怕了。
Goliath and his armies, he had faced and without fear.
他以前的勇气跑去哪里了？
But what happened to his courage?
这时候他真的没有办法的这种恐惧感。
He couldn't control his fear.
一路上来，一样一样的被剥夺掉。
One thing after another had been stripped away from him.
先落到外邦了。
And now he fell into the hands of the foreigners.
被外邦人、外邦王抓了。
He was captured by the foreigners.
这时候他改变了平常他的那个举动。
So he changed his normal behavior.
在他们的手下假装癫狂。
And in their hands, he pretended.To be mad.
因为这时候他是被抓住的。
Because now he was a captive.
装疯了。
He pretended that he was mad.
并且可能抓他走路的时候，他在城门啊的门山上，胡乱乱写。
And as they captured him and brought him before the king, he probably scratched on the doors of the gate.
那个。唾沫留在胡子上。
And he let his saliva fall down on his beard.
你要把那个唾沫留在胡子上，也实在是试试看你，留个长胡子把那唾沫弄在，不是那么容易的。
You can also try letting your saliva run down.
你有空的话，没人的时候，你学着这个大卫装一只凤，看什么样的味道。
Oh, when no one is around and you have the time, you can try and be act out David.Act.
甚惧怕。
He was so afraid.
他在极端惧怕的时候。
He was so extremely afraid.
这时候，在这种心情之下，他写出了《远方无声歌》这首诗。
In this situation, he wrote the psalm set to the silent dove in distant lands.
他用这个调。
He used this song.
他现在人在外邦地。
And now he was a person in a Gentile land.
被抓。
He was captured.
大卫是一个非常有感情的人。
David was very emotional.
嗯，很 很有爱的一个人。
He was very sentimental. He was very affectionate.
他很想家。有一次他想说，啊，像我家那个柏林那个水井哦，喝口水，那个喝那里的水不晓得多好。
He had once written about how he longed for the water by his home.
你就可以晓得他是一个感情丰富一个人，性情中人。
And you can see that he was very sentimental.
这时候他在外邦。
So now he was in the Gentile land.
他已经想到自己家。
And he was thinking of his home.
他的朋友。
His friends.
他的妻子。
His
wife. 他刚结婚了。
He had just been married.
想到他被膏的那个时候。
He thought of the time when he was anointed.
现在是远方的鸽子。
Now he was a dove in distant land.
并且要哀鸣。
And he had to.
要去mourn.
He had to mourn.
但是又叫不出来。
But he couldn't express his mourning.
这个内心呢，好像大火山要爆发。
It's like a volcano that is about to erupt.
这种情况有时候憋死人，把人就憋死了。
Sometimes it will cause a person to suffocate.
但是我们来看诗篇五十六篇。
But let us read Psalm 56.
他在这种情况之下。
Under this condition.
他爆发出诗篇五十六篇。
He wrote Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇，我们再念那个标题一下。
Let us once again read the epigraph.
非利士人在加特拿住大卫。
A victim of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath.
他们抓住的时候一定很高兴了。
They must have been very happy to capture him.
因为抓的人说这是什么？大卫是国王，对不对？他们说这是以色列王啊，抓到他们的王了。
Because they had captured the king of Israel.
那时他就做这金诗。
And he wrote this.
那个金诗啊。
嗯。victim.
对。
This miktam.
Miktam 就是金诗，就是一个训诲的、不可毁坏的。这个跟不可毁的诗是两，这是金诗，就是说用来教训，好像金子一样，那么有价值的。
It is a golden psalm because it is very precious.
金就是金的诗。
It is a golden psalm.
这是讲它的那个价值。
It refers to the value of this.
然后以后他就把这个诗交给那个那个因为就是诗班怎么总管了。
And then he gave this composition to the chief musician.
那调用放的无声歌。
And it was set to the silent dove in distant lands.
这时候你看大卫的心。
We can see the heart.
他没有抱怨。
He didn't complain.
因为在人这个时候是最容易抱怨的时候。
Because this is the time that is most easy for a person to complain.
因为这是最大的矛盾了。
Because this is the greatest conflict.
因为这时候好像整个人你被一个雾所笼罩了。
Because it seems as if you have been surrounded by a fog.
但是他一开始就说：“神啊，求你怜悯我。”
But he began this by pleading to God, "Be merciful to me."
因为人要把我吞了。
Because man would swallow me up.
人跟人有时候是把对方打倒就算了。
It seems for most people they can just fight.
让别人屈服在你的意志之下，那也就算了，对不对？
Just fight off somebody.
但是不是？
But this is not the case.
为了你要完全把它消灭掉。
Because you have to completely destroy them.You have to. Oh, he was about to be swallowed up. And they were oppressing him every day. So that he could be destroyed. From morning to evening, they didn't cease. Verse 2. My enemies would hound me all day.
第一节跟第二节其实是同一个意思了。
Verse 1 and verse 2 have the same meaning.
因为人要把我吞了，这些人是谁呢？是我的敌人啊。
because man would swallow him up. His enemies would do this to him. They would swallow him up. There are many who fight against me. There are many of him, many of them that were oppressing him. They were oppressing him out of their own pride. So verse 1 and 2 describe his condition.
无时无刻的, 在很多的敌人要吞噬之下,
day,
要活过,
day and night he had to live under the oppression of his enemies. So he could only plead to God.
神啊,
be merciful to me.
这个是他, 如果喊不出来, 在内心也是一个很大的巨响,
even if he couldn't cry it aloud, this was his inner thought. Because he was like a silent dove.
但是又要叫,
but he still had to cry out.
就是内心的, 如果这一叫的话, 内心整个会爆炸了。
Because if he didn't, then his heart would burst.
第三节,
verse 3.
我惧怕,
I am afraid.
他惧怕的时候,
whenever I am afraid,
他依靠神,
I will trust in you.
他别的, 没有办法了,
he had no other recourse.
向神倾诉,
so he pleaded to God.
在这个时候没有一个人能插手帮上他忙的,
there was nobody who could intercede or help him.
最好的朋友没有办法, 自己的太太没办法,
his best friend, his own wife could not help him.
先知没办法,
the prophet could not help him.
祭司神的殿没办法,
the priest in God's temple could not help him.
那个他牧羊的爸爸的家更没办法了,
his father the shepherd could not help him.
他在这时候真是害怕,
so he was truly afraid.
又被敌人抓了,
he was captured by his enemies.
他一心靠神,
so with his whole heart he relied on God.
接下来他一直讲说, 我依靠神, 我依靠神,
and in verse 4 he repeats, in God I trust, in God I trust.
你整个你看, 从第三节, 第四节以下, 六次的一直呼喊着, 我靠神, 我靠神,
you see from verse 3 and verse 4 and on, he repeats 6 times, I trust in God.
第四节,
verse 4,
我依靠神,
I trust in God.
他依靠神不是一边依靠神, 一边在那边, 哦, 哀哭啊, 或是在那边抱怨,
he did not trust in God on the one hand and complain on the other.
他在依靠神的时候，这时候他内心已经很大的悲哀了。
As he was trusting in God, he was filled with sorrow.
他应该唱哀歌啊。
He should have lamented.
不是。
But this was not the case.
我依靠神，我要赞美他的话。
It says, I have put my trust in God, I will praise his word.
他不是唱哀歌。
He did not sing a lament.
在最悲哀的时候，他唱出了赞美的诗来。
When in his time of greatest sorrow, he sang a song of praise.
我依靠神,
I have put my trust in God, I will not fear.
本来是惧怕的,
he was once afraid.
但是因为依靠神,
but now that he trusted in God,
所以他不怕,
he did not fear.
他说血气自卑能把我怎么样呢?
What can flesh do to me?
第四节他说你们要能够把我怎么样?
In verse 4 it says, what can flesh do to me?
第五节他开始算了别人能够把他怎么样?
In verse 5 he begins to count out what they could do to him.
不是别人不能对他怎么样哦,
it is not what others could not do to him.
可以的,
they could do all of these things to him.
是有怎么样的?
But then what?
我们看第五节,
verse 5,
他们怎么样呢?
What could they do?
他们终日颠倒我的话,
all day they twist my words.
他们一切的心思都要害我,
all their thoughts are against me for evil.
他们有怎样的?
What could they do?
第六节,
verse 6,
他们聚集埋伏窥探我的脚中,
they gather together, they hide, they mark my steps,
等候要害我的命,
they lie in wait for my life.
所以敌人也学到了
all of, even his enemies had learned the lesson of how to wait. They waited for his life.
所以大家都要等啊,
So they were all waiting.
神等我们，要施恩给我们。
God waits for us.
我们也在等神施恩。
We are waiting for God's grace.
哎，魔鬼有时候在等呢。
Sometimes the devil is also waiting.
犹大也在等呢。
And Judas is also waiting.
圣经说犹大在等着机会来卖耶稣啊。
It says in the Bible that Judas was waiting for an opportunity to betray Jesus.
魔鬼也是等着害我们呢。
The devil is also waiting.
看你软弱哪里，下手。
For our weakness, for our time of weakness to come against us.
这些人也在等哦。他们也很有耐心哦，耐心，他们是耐心等候大卫。
So his enemies were also very patiently waiting for him.
要害他。
They wanted to harm him.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们岂能因罪孽逃脱吗？
Shall they escape by iniquity?
你看，在五节六节里面，我们看出这敌人是怎么可以怎么样的，不是说不能怎么样的。
In verse 5 and 6, we see what his enemies could do.
你靠神的时候，敌人还是继续攻击的。
When you, as you rely on God, your enemies are also still continuing their work.
但是在等候的时候，已经把自己全部交在神的手里了。
But as you are waiting, you have put your entire being in God's hands.
他在赞美的当中，他相信神是公义的。
And in the midst of his praise, he believed that God was righteous.
所以他说，他们岂能因罪孽逃脱吗？
So it says in verse 7, shall they escape by iniquity?
在他讲这句话的时候，恶人还是很嚣张的。
As he said these words, his enemies were still very evil.
但是他在内心里面相信，这个神一定有神的旨意的。
But in his heart of hearts, he also believed that God had his will.
所以他求神的公义彰显，神啊，求你在怒中使众民堕落。
So he prayed that God's righteousness would be manifest.
他把敌人怎么样交在神的手里了。
So he gave over his enemies into God's hands.
他自己的伤痕呢？
And how about his own pain?
他继续在受伤啊。
He was still feeling the pain.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我几次流离，你都记数。
You number my wanderings.
他到处流离。
He was wandering.
他说神啊，你都给我记起来。
And God had recorded his tears.
求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里。
Put my tears into your bottle.
这都不记在你的册子上吗？
Are they not in your book?
一个人依靠神，并不是说你就没灾没病了。
When a person relies on God, it does not mean that you
他继续还在受苦。
You do not continue to feel the pain.
但是在这里我们可以看到，他内心是光明的。
And yet, from here we can see that his inner being was still shining.
他说，他的流离神都记起来。
And it says that God has recorded all of his wanderings.
如果你是因为偷人家一根葱被人家赶，被人家追赶，你这边流离，你敢说神啊？哎，给我记一下。
If you stole something from somebody and you were weeping for it, you wouldn't say, God, you record my wanderings.
你回去冰箱一打开，你本来的一个 yogurt 被人家吃掉了，你大哭一场，神说，神啊，把我这眼泪装在你的皮带里吧。
If you went home and you saw.And you opened your fridge and you saw that somebody ate your yogurt, then if you cried out at that time, you wouldn't say, God, put my tears into your bottle.
你敢吗？
Would you dare to do that?
还是说，神啊，怎么他应该让我的，怎么他没让我，气得直哭，好，撞下来吗？这样的眼泪。
Would you ask God to record those tears?
并且记在册上面。
And record them onto his book.
以后神翻开一看，哦，你上次你想说人家应该让你，人家没有让你，你也没有什么道理，你哭得这个样子。
You wouldn't imagine how God would open his book and read of the time when you cried out because somebody was not nice to you.
他大卫的心是坦然的。
God'sDavid's heart was very sincere.
是为了坚守他的信心。
and his wanderings were.
他的眼泪是真的是为了神流的。
And his tears were shed for God.
所以值得记述，值得装在神的皮带。
So they were worthy to be numbered and to be recorded by God. To be an eternal remembrance. Verse 9.
我呼求的日子,
the day when I cry out to you.
大卫是他很可以学习的，他有事没事，不是他有事了哈，一定向神呼求。
We can learn from David that in all occasions, he cried out to God.
他不会向人吐苦水。
He did not spit before people. he did not mourn before people.
他的内心真是靠神。
In his heart, he relied on God.
你看第四节在第十节重复了。
And verse 4 and verse 10 are repetitive.
这是他的忠心，忠心信念。
This is his faithfulness.
我依靠神。
I trust in God.
我要赞美他的话。
I will praise his word.
我依靠神。
I trust in God.
我要赞美他的话。
I will praise his word.
我依靠神。
I trust in God.
这十节十一节都是我依靠神，我依靠神了。
10 and 11 it repeats, I have put my trust in God.
他在讲依靠神的时候，不是哭的，不是唱哀歌的，而是什么？赞美的。
He didn't say this in a tone of mourning, but in a tone of praise.
因为他相信神已经接纳他了。
Because he believed that God had already accepted him.
本来是惧怕的。
He was once afraid.
在这祷告之后，他说我不惧怕。
But in this prayer, he prayed, I am no longer afraid.
人能把我怎么样呢？
What can man do to me?
神啊，我向你所许的愿，在我身上。
Vows made to you are binding upon me.
他向神许愿。
He made a vow to God.
大卫这个愿可以让人家来，我们好好学习。
And his vow is also something we can learn from.
他许的是什么愿？
What was the vow he made?
我要将感谢献祭给你。
I will render praises to you.
他比那个雅各好，雅各在那个伯特利的时候，他说：“神啊，如果你把我平安去，平安回来，这个石头哈。”他后来不去不行，只说：“哎，回来回来。”大卫很聪明的，他说：“神啊，帮助我，我向你许愿，如果你让我好的话，我赞美你，到处都可以。”
So he's even better than Jacob, who made a vow at Bethel that God, if you protect me, then I will come back and set the stone before you. But David vowed that he would render praises to God. But yet at this time, David was still suffering. But his faith went before him. Just like Abraham.
看超过了世上，超过了那个应许地，看到天上去了。
Abraham in the end saw beyond the promised land to the heavenly kingdom.
这时候他还被抓。
And at this time, David was still in captive.
可能满胡子还是那个口水啊。
His beard might have been dripping with saliva.
他就看到神的救助。
But he saw the salvation of God.
看到他在献感谢祭，还愿的感谢祭。
And he rendered praises and thanksgiving to God.
所以他最后说，他要在神的圣光中来行。
So it says in the end that I will walk before God in the light of the living.